Grasping Bosses Steel Tips Julian Moorcook, Restaurant Worker. The boss at one London pub arbitrarily steals tips if his workers do not show the ability not to piss me off. Staff at the Elk in the Woods in Angel, North London, were threatened with these words in writing. This only days after General Union Unite pressured Pizza Express into dropping its thieving 8% admin fee on tips. I work in a restaurant. It is one of the most popular restaurant chains in London. It makes lots of money, and it pays us very little of it. I work late. Usually I finish around 1 a.m, or do double shifts. The customers can be very difficult and the work is hard. Why? Tips. Ask any waiter and they will say the same thing. Tips make the job worth it. Say in a night you work for 8 hours, and serve maybe 5 to 6 tables an hour. You can, on a good day, subsidize your poverty pay and get somewhere close to the London living wage. Managers seem to think the best way to improve performance is to dock tips. But tips are not some sort of bonus owned by the company. They are an exchange between the customer and the waiter. Huge profits. Management already makes huge profits and pays us next to nothing. It has no right to be getting its sticky fingers in the waiter's honey pot again. Any tips should go 100% to the workers involved. But ultimately no worker should have to rely on tips. Wages should be high enough to live on. The Socialist Party campaigns to organize all low-paid workers to fight for a minimum wage of £10 an hour. This would be a step towards a real living wage. When workers stand together in a trade union, we can force the bosses to pay. Costa Coffee claim they will have to raise prices or sack workers to pay for the government's new so-called living wage, pitting workers against customers in an attempt to safeguard their massive profits. A low-paid fast food worker's comments. As a fast food worker on the minimum wage, I know as well as anyone that Britain needs a pay rise. The Tories offer £7.20 an hour by April, rising to £9.35 in 2020, but it's not enough or soon enough. Some bosses like Costa have rallied against any talk of raising the minimum wage to a living wage by threatening to raise prices. I would argue that any big company claiming they can't afford a wage hike while making millions of pounds in profit should open the books and prove it. Costa bosses want to turn working class consumers against low-paid retail workers. But the socialist can think of some other places the money could come from. Andy Harrison, Whitbread CEO parent company of Costa, is pocketing £1,000 an hour. He earns £4.5 million in pay and bonuses plus has made £6.9 million selling shares in the company. In 2014-15, Whitbread's pre-tax profits were £488.1 million, up 18.5% in a year.